in turning what was originally a 90-minute television treatment with commercial breaks, so probably, I don't know, a 65-minute television treatment in the 50s, and turning it into a full musical, we needed a way to put an intermission in. And in the story that Douglas Carter Bean drew from in the Perrault version, there was kind of this inherent built-in cliffhanger. So we send everyone going off into intermission kind of thinking, I know the story, but somehow I don't know what's going to happen next. So I would say that I don't want to, you know, again, blow it for anybody, but I would, you know, the going out of Act One is probably the biggest moment when people say, "Whoa, okay, this is different. What? How are they gonna fix this?" But kind of, I mean, honestly, with Douglas, the whole tone of the overarching tone about the story is different, and it's innocent and fun, and at the same time savvy and witty. But in terms of like a major moment, I would say the end of Act One, and that's about all I want to ruin at this point.